You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 61. If you've ever hired someone and later regretted it or found out they just were not going to cut it, you're going to love today's episode, The Secret Weapon for Hiring the Right Growth Team. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie here. And today we are talking about getting the right support team. Now, if you've ever hired someone and later figured out they just were not right, maybe you got excited, you hired someone really fast and figured out they just weren't able to deliver and do the things you expected, or maybe you've got a great person, but you just can't quite figure out how to motivate them, then stay tuned. We're going to talk about something I learned that's very helpful in understanding the way people are wired, how they process information. But first, I want to make sure you have joined me in my free Amplify Your Success community. Inside this community, I'm sharing tips like this every week. It's a great community of people that are coming together because they want to build their influence. They want to collaborate and connect with other visionary powerhouse entrepreneurs. And each Friday, we've got a free tool, a free training, or a free resource that's going to help you explode your growth. So come on over to AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. Make sure you join us in the Facebook group. Now, let me get into today's very valuable team building insights. So about 18 years ago, I took this training that opened up my eyes to something I didn't really understand very well, and that is we are all wired very differently. And I kind of knew this. I mean, I know everybody's different, but I didn't realize the extent of how it affects the people that you hire for the different roles. And I came face to face with this over and over and over again as an early entrepreneur, because like many entrepreneurs, maybe you can relate to this, I'm a high achiever, I'm very driven, I move super fast, I get an idea, and I personally can get it done super quick. But I started to realize that even the most outstanding, very adept, superstar team member might not necessarily operate at my same level of speed. And instead of getting frustrated with them, I started to realize that there were some tools that I needed to build my muscle around to understand how different people process information and how they take action on information. And so this training I took was very illuminating because it takes us back to the premise that there are four main types of energy, way that we process information. And I'll cover those in a minute. This is a big part of what I teach my clients when I'm working with them in the lab, the Awaken Leadership Lab, because they're ready to take their business to the next level and they're struggling with hiring the right people. We also teach this in Build Your Dream Team, and this is where I originally found that big light bulbs would go off for my clients. Here's the big one. Many of my clients are moving at the speed of light and would get so frustrated with their team not being able to implement quickly. I had a client for a few years who, very, very well-known marketer, and she came to me because she was churning through team members like no tomorrow. And she would, I had her explain to me how things work and where the breakdown is. So she said, you know, so I get these ideas and I tell my team what they are, and then days go by and they've done nothing with them. And so I started talking to the team. And, you know, we were in a high-level consulting arrangement, so I got to talk directly to the team. And what I found out was, yes, she does get these ideas. Yes, she tells us what they are and what she wants done. But she forgets to take in consideration that I've got 100 other things that were also urgent 2 days ago. And so the breakdown was, in her mind, nobody can keep up with me. In their minds, it was, there's never a place where there isn't new information and things to do. And so what was happening was the fast-paced, results-oriented energy of her as entrepreneur and business owner was not matching and the expectations were feeling out of sync with the person who was the implementer, who will by nature go slower to make sure they have all the details figured out. And if you think about it, the idea is a fraction of the amount of energy that's required to make something real. Once you get the idea and hand it off, there's so many steps that go after that. And so when I taught her this model about the four energies, all of a sudden the light bulb went off and she said, oh, I understand. I understand now why I can't keep good people and why I'm frustrated and my expectations aren't being met, because I'm hiring people to do the implementation that are great at implementation and I'm expecting them to think and behave the way I do as a results-oriented visionary. Bingo. So let's talk about how you can start to illuminate these nuances in your own hiring process. Now, by the way, this works if you're hiring virtual assistants, if you're hiring contractors, you're hiring an expert, you're hiring an employee. It actually even works in relationships. Understanding these nuances and differences can help you get out of stress and struggle with someone and move into an appreciation of what they're bringing to the table and learning to kind of work with what their strengths really are. So I want you to imagine you have a circle, and in the circle, there's four quadrants. And the top of the circle is thinking. The bottom of the circle is intuition. The right side of the circle is extroversion. And the left side of the circle is introversion. Now, I'm giving you the high level of this because we can't possibly go through the whole thing that I teach and Build Your Dream Team in the amount of time we have. But I want to give you a basic way to use this model. The top right, the integration of extroversion energy and kind of the thinking logic side is very much about results. Okay, there's a little more that goes into it, but that's the basic. The bottom right is where extroversion and the more intuitive side come together, and the integration of that for this model is visionary. It's the creative energy. It's the kind of the social, big, buoyant energy. So it's where a lot of speakers and teachers who are about guru, celebrity energy, they live there. On the bottom left is where introversion and intuition come together, and these are supporters. Okay, this is where transformation workers, healers, a lot of the people who are into transformation, mentoring, that they land there. And then the top left is where introversion and thinking come together. And this is our detail-oriented people. This is where process, systems, methodology, so a lot of science, a lot of detail-oriented work. Our accountants are hopefully here. A lot of the lawyer, legal types can be here. So it has very much to do with methodology and process. So you can imagine that when we're supporting people and when we're needing to figure out details, it's going to, by sheer nature, make us slow down a little bit. On the other side of it, the sheer nature of results and vision and creativity, those speed up. There's more speed and ambition and very much about, it's a bigger energy, you know, in the sense that it expands quickly. Whereas on the other side, there tends to be a need to be a little bit slower and more intentional and more connected to what someone's doing. So here's how this plays into the way you're hiring. When you hire someone, you're doing one of two things. By sheer nature, you are going to find that you're attracted to people that are more like you. And if you really build this muscle for hiring well, you'll learn how to hire people who complement you and have those opposite energies. But what happens is when we're in the heat of the moment, we're moving really, really quickly, we forget that people don't move at our speed unless we've hired someone who are exactly like us. And the only reason you do that is if you're replacing yourself. So was that an aha moment? What you need to be doing is hiring people who are your complement, who are able to do the things you don't do well, do the things that need to be done that are not in your primary energy. So if you're a visionary and you're creative and you get lots of ideas, you need someone to hold the space of thinking through the details to make sure it's done well and it's done on time. Because most of the high visionaries I know, the hugely creative people, they kind of like gonna live a little bit in the clouds and don't necessarily ground out their ideas very well. Results-oriented people tend to be very focused on speed and getting to the outcome as quickly as possible. So they don't always think through how that connection with a human being happens. And so you're very focused on your mission and getting there, and it's very easy to kind of trample over people in the process, right? It's kind of like the bull in a china shop idea. And so we need those supporters to have our back and think through how the human connection is going to come through, how the customer service angle needs to happen, how to make people feel heard and seen in whatever process is happening. So here's the opportunity. How are you hiring? And are you hiring people for the right energy in the different roles? And are you hiring people who can actually help you complement your primary energies to get things done? Now, there's a couple of rules of thumb that I found along the way. Is we can't stereotype people, because people do grow, they evolve, and just because someone kind of appears to be in that primary energy of being a results-oriented person doesn't mean they don't have vision. It doesn't mean they don't have details. It just means they lead with a certain energy. So the key is really learning how to clarify where someone operates from. And I find that there's a couple of different ways to do this. One is to ask them, what do they think they do that's the most effortless behavior or action they take? So if you ask somebody who's very results-oriented, they might say something like, well, enrolling somebody in a vision, or, you know, I'm really good at getting things done fast. But if you ask someone who's a supporter, they'll tell you something like, I connect with people really effortlessly. If you ask that question to somebody who's the detail-oriented person, they might say, I can easily see all the steps that need to be done in a process. And someone who's visionary, they would say, I get an idea a minute, like I'm in the shower or I'm driving and ideas just drop right in. They're going to kind of tell you where their primary energy is. So yes, people can be more than one energy. We do have to leave room for the fact that people adapt, people grow. We have the ability to move in and out of these different quadrants depending on what's required of us. But most people have a primary energy they default to. And that's what we're looking for here. The other thing is to simply start to use this as a concept. When stress occurs, when people are disappointing you or your expectations are not being met in performance, instead of jumping to a conclusion and placing blame, what if you were to get curious and say, I wonder what energy they're operating out of right now? Because the other thing is, when people are stressed out, they'll move around between these different quadrants. So someone whose normal energy is to be all, really easygoing and they're very much about making people feel good, when they get stressed out, they'll flip into the worst of that opposite energy, and they may start getting really harsh and critical. Someone who's a visionary, when they're really stressed and they're not feeling seen and that nobody's like buying into their vision, they may really kind of move to the opposite, where feeling paralyzed and they're starting to feel, like they need a lot of detail in order to be in moving their vision forward. You know, they're going to like get into the how. So understanding and having compassion, if you will, for the way people process will help you get better results. Now, here's one more little trick around this idea. Is if you want to motivate and inspire someone to get better action, how can you use this process? So one of the things is by understanding their core energy, but then understanding the energy for the role and the action you need taken. So let's say you need somebody who can start picking up the phone and setting appointments. What energy is that? Well, yes, it could be a supporter. It could also be a results-oriented person. You want somebody who's really good at moving people into a course of action. So could you use the detail energy of creating a checklist and a system and maybe even a template of what needs to be said so that no matter what quadrant someone's in, they can actually have the detail they need to follow through on it. And I guess the question you have to ask yourself, is it more important for the potential client to be connected with and have rapport, which would be your supporter, or is it more important that they just get to the result? And that's a personal preference for you. Another example, if you've got an assistant and you want them to do your social media, okay, now the supporter pretty much follows your lead. One of the things you have to know about them is they don't necessarily have the core muscle of their own volition to be as creative as somebody who comes from that creative side. So a creative person, they're not great at deadlines. They're not great at following a structured step-by-step process, but they're really good at creating in the moment and being good problem solvers and solution finders. And they're also usually good at writing and they're really good at graphics. So again, if you want help with your social media, you'd want to look at that and say, do I need a creative? Because I don't want to be creating all the content and I want someone really good at that. Or do I need someone who can just follow my lead and pretty much do what I tell them to do and just get it off my plate? These are the questions we want to be asking ourselves. And really understanding how this plays out will give you a better hire. Now, last little thought on this. When you do hire, take the time to really understand who this person is and how they feel most confident in a role. So today's episode has really been here to illuminate a problem area that comes up for a lot of people who move at the speed of light, entrepreneurs and creatives and people who, you know, maybe don't really have that training as a business manager. And to know that when it's time to delegate and it's time to get someone to help you grow or a team to help you grow, really pay attention to their core processing style so you hire the right person in the right role. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. Bye for now. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.